All right, we're here with Mike Salinas, driver of the Scrappers Top Fuel car. Great run down the track there. 3.694, 328 miles an hour. This would be your second number one of the year, would be your eighth number one of your career. You won in Bristol, runner-up in Vegas, provisional number one in Pomona. You're on a hot streak. What does that mean?
I got 6 more rounds to win. That's all. Real simple. Now, you know, we're having a good time. We're going to finish this year off strong, and that's our plan. And make it fun. Make it fun, and we'll start fresh next year.
You made it to the final round in 3 of the last 4 races. Is there anything that going rounds on race day, team camaraderie, does for you guys?
Well, it helps when you have Ellen Johnson and Brian Houston and all the team we have that tune and make that car. You run out there and you know that the car's going to run good, and that's what they're known for. So it's pretty much pretty easy, actually. Pretty easy because they're making it fun again.
Is that the number you were looking for? Is that what you thought AJ and Brian told you they would run?
They didn't tell me, but if you look at Ellen's face after this, I would assume that he would have thought he always wants better, just like I do. That's why, you know, we made a good match, because we expect better from each other.
Make a hold up for tomorrow?
No, I think there'll be faster cars tomorrow. I think it's going to run pretty good tomorrow, too, and I think we're going to run good tomorrow.
Channeling Jose Gonzalez this weekend. He's
not
here, I see.
Yeah, you know, Jose, it's actually Jose sends me messages, and he sent me a message. That light wasn't that good for me anymore. Ashley had a 44 light, I had a 74. Okay, and you know, just it's not race day yet, but it is. Every run is a race. So we'll get better at it tomorrow when we get out there, and all I know is points. Points, points, points. It doesn't matter where we wind up at the end. If you do your job, you're going to have a better position than we had when we started.
Hope you were good at math.
Oh, yeah, I know it very well.
Anyone else have any other questions?
How good does it feel to finish the year strong and show all the haters that you can get the job done?
I'm sorry?
How good does it feel to be able to show the haters that you can get the job done and finish the job strong?
You know, I never listen to the noise. I'm kind of in my own world. I know what I need to do. And the only thing that's important to me is I have four daughters watching. So if I show a good example, that's all that matters. The rest of the people, I have a lot of support, a lot of good people. You know, and look, nobody wants to see anybody do bad. But you haven't been in my house when you do that. My four daughters, because I'm a hard critic on them. So, you know, the girls are going to do fine. We're going to run next year. We're going to have a good time with it. And we push each other. And we're very competitive, all of us. And it's nice to see that they got my back.
Well, thank you. Oh.
Mike, I have one more. Speaking of your lovely daughters, this is where your daughter shocked the world with one of the craziest upsets that we've ever seen. How special is Pomona to you because of that?
Oh, no, it's very special. This is one of the original tracks. This is what everybody wants to win. Alan does good here, so now I just got to do the same, and we'll all of us as a group win this race, and it'll be nice. It's a great way to finish the year off, and, you know, you can either... The coolest thing about racing and drag racing and the level that we're doing it, you'll either walk out of here smiling or crying. Do you want to cry all off season or do you want to smile? I want to smile.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, and congratulations on your success out here today. Hopefully we see you back here tomorrow, and good luck the rest of this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.